Next, we'll invite Brother Derek Forrestblom from the Yellowknife Congregation, who will develop the theme, Imitate Jesus' Use of Power, Wise Parents.
So picture this setting. Jesus' 3.5-year ministry is nearing its end. Time is of the essence to prepare the disciples, which makes what Jesus does next all the more remarkable. Turn with me to Mark chapter 10, verses 14 and 16. It's Mark 10, verse 14. Just to set the stage, parents are bringing children to Jesus, but the disciples want no part of it. They do not want Jesus distracted from his important work. But notice Jesus' attitude in verse 14. It says, at seeing this, Jesus was indignant and said to them, let the young children come to me and do not try to stop them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such ones. In verse 16, and he took the children into his arms and began blessing him, laying his hands on them. Now imagine, the weight of the world is on Jesus' shoulders, and yet his attitude was that he took the time and energy to lovingly impart a spiritual gift to these children. Now if he did that then, how much more so should us parents do that on a day-to-day basis? Our children are a top priority. Now, what we should impart is relatively straightforward. We have all the information we could ever want in the Watchtower Publications Index or the Research Guide for Jehovah's Witnesses, but how we impart is the challenge, and it's the key. It's the challenge because it takes time and energy, and those are short commodities. But it's the key because it helps build a close bond within the family, and it creates an environment where a close bond can be developed between the child and Jehovah, a bond of love. You see, here's the difference between the what and the how we teach. You could ask any one of a young child here the question, who is God? And you'd get the right answer. But parents, ask yourself this. If my child were asked these questions, could they work out the answers from the Bible? Here's the questions. How can it be that there is actually a God? Are we really living in the time of the end? Is there really only one true religion? Why is a certain nice schoolmate bad association? Is it always wrong to have sex before marriage? You see, the level of training needed to help our children answer these questions, to reach their heart so they believe them, that's a wise use of power as a parent. Well, to confirm this, let's talk to two couples who have raised families and they've had success in this exact area. And first, we'd like to talk to Brother and Sister Sorley from the Pinnacle Ridge Congregation in Grand Prairie. Perhaps we could start with you, Sister Sorley. You and Brother Sorley have three children, is that right?
Yes, three boys, aged 24, 21, and 18.
Okay, well, all young men now. Brother Sorley, how is it working out for them?
Well, we're happy that they all saw the importance of developing a close relationship with Jehovah as individuals. All of them have had the privilege of serving as regular pioneers for a time, and one is currently serving at Bethel.
Well, that's wonderful. But let's take a step back. A few years when they were younger, you had three boys, close in age. Did that present any challenges, Sister Sorley?
Well, we've had various challenges, such as keeping the refrigerator stocked, fixing walls and furniture, and also finding wholesome entertainment that they can all enjoy.
Brother Sorley?
All families face challenges. All of our boys enjoy 4x4ing, fishing, hunting, and other sports. And these could have taken a lot of time away from serving Jehovah. So they needed reminders constantly that these activities needed to be secondary and that the primary focus needed to be on theocratic and spiritual pursuits.
Right. So as parents, what helped you help your children stay focused on serving Jehovah faithfully. Sister Sorley.
Well, all children are targets of Satan, and so we're really happy that the boys have been able to benefit from the mature brothers and sisters in the congregation, circuit overseers and their wives, and this has really encouraged them. As well, we've really been able to spend a lot of time with them, and that's given them, made them realize that we're sincerely interested in them and given them time to talk to us about their concerns. And another thing that I think is really a key is that we've always endeavored to encourage open communication, no matter what the issue or how difficult it might be.
And I would agree with all of those points, Brother Forsbloom. There were times when we would have long discussions about activities that the boys wanted to become more involved in. And it, even when we would quote scriptures and help them to see that this wasn't the right way to do things, they didn't just always go along with what we said as parents. So it was at those times, even though we quoted from the Bible, we would have to focus on the spiritual principles and then read directly from the scriptures the principles that applied. Then they were able to see how God's word had real value for them, and at the same time how they could apply it. And it always helped them, and they always took advantage of what they had been read from the scriptures and followed what Jehovah was telling them.
Okay, so take the time for open communication and have the effort to reach the heart. Thank you for sharing these points with us, Brother and Sister Sorley. However, despite our best efforts at times, some children do not respond in a positive way at first. What can we do in a situation like this? We'd like to talk to Brother and Sister Harris from the Illinois congregation. Perhaps we could start with you, Brother Harris. How many children do you have in the family?
We have three. Two boys and one girl.
Okay, so you've raised your children. You've put the time and energy to train them, to teach them to serve Jehovah God. But Brother Harris, can you tell us about a serious challenge that came up?
When your children leave home, you would like to think you did your best in raising them. So we were very saddened when we learned that our youngest, who was living in Victoria, was going to be disfellowshipped.
Yeah, that's certainly understandable. Sister Harris, can you tell us what made this situation even more heart-wrenching?
7 years before this happened, our son was 26 at the time, and he had contracted bacterial meningitis, and he was in a wheelchair. So we were actively supporting him through his changed circumstances. So now, in his disfellowship condition, I came to the heart-wrenching realization that I would have no further contact with him. A mother always loves their children, so this was really devastating news.
Well, I can't imagine. Brother Harris, what did you do?
Well, the first thing we did was we prayed for Jehovah to strengthen us, to help us maintain our own spirituality, and to keep our trust in Jehovah. And you can't help but think, we need Jehovah's Spirit. We really do. We want to put our support. We believe in His principles. And so it was really heart-wrenching. Just so many different things come through your minds. And so we were determined that we were going to stick to Jehovah, stay loyal to His standards.
Yes, you had mentioned that before. So why was that so important?
We were both pioneering at the time, and again, we needed to maintain our spirituality. We needed His support in what we were doing. We needed to feel His support in the ministry. Compromising Bible principles really never makes a situation better. It's not easy when the heart is involved, and yet we wanted to maintain our relationship with Jehovah. We wanted to stick to His standards, stay loyal to Him.
Excellent. Did things turn around?
Yes, they did. It seemed like a long year and a half, and he was reinstated. And you know, Brother Forrest Gloom, he told us afterwards that he knew that we were not going to compromise and that we were going to maintain our relationship with Jehovah. We were going to stick to his standards.
Now, Sister Harris.
It was a difficult time for sure. However, we did get our son back. We did feel Jehovah's blessing, so it was very worth it.
Thank you very much for sharing that experience with us. So what's the point? Well, these parents exerted themselves to bring their families up in the truth. They didn't just tell their children what to believe. They used their power to reach their heart. It took a lot of time. It took a lot of effort. And when obstacles came up, they didn't waver. That, brothers, is what leads to success. And our imitating Jesus' use of power in this way will enable our families to do the same.